And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And what better way to start a new year than with choke chains? Let's try suicide. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from Michigan and via Slovenly Records, Choke Chains, and a track from their new release that landed on my laptop. You can't say landed on my desk anymore, can you?
This is true.
Landed on my laptop, but this week, and is, I think the album's out in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Make sure you check them out via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/chokechains.
It is indeed. You said, did you say choke chains?
Choke chains?
Yeah, it is indeed. It's Paulie being internet nil, Tony one, and we will be playing more from Choke Chains in future weeks, as we will most of the rest of the bands on this week's show. Tony, I have some additional material for you.
Okay.
And it isn't the usual sort for this first show of 2016, or as I'm calling it, 224 times nine.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks very much. And hello to TBFM listeners, who right now are very confused by the fact that we've moved the spot that we're normally in, and I'm talking that sort of rubbish.
Exactly, I know.
Yeah, but we have been moved up the... Is it fair to say... Well, first of all, hello to TBFM listeners. Those of you listening online, listening to us in different slot, which is now, what, Thursday at 9 p.m?
Yeah, GMT. UK time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, UK time, you're calling it, are you?
Well, that's what they call it in the email, yeah.
Basically, to reflect the enormous popularity of us, we've been moved. So we're on now instead. Anyway, thank you very much, TVFM listeners, for giving us such good feedback to get us moved around and all that. And hello to Jay as well for sorting that out. Now, I've got, Tony, normally in this bit, I'd like to tell a joke or do a poem that one of our listeners has sent in. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, or if you have a poem for us, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. But something I've been meaning to do for a fortnight, Tony, is help my mate Dave's restaurant get up the chart on TripAdvisor.
Right. All right, okay.
You know how we're always asking people to leave a review for us at iTunes because for some reason it moved us up the iTunes chart?
Mm.
In the same way, positive reviews on TripAdvisor will move you up their chart as well. And my mate Dave has been getting increasingly frustrated that his restaurant, Boma, in the Alhajarín El Grande region of southern Spain, can't get above 7th, despite the fact he's an excellent chef. And I do know the guy, I've stayed with him in Spain, he's a brilliant lad, he's a brilliant laugh, and I know damn straight that this restaurant will be one of the best around, but they can't get above 7th. So I said, hey, why don't I mention to Punky Radio listeners, and they can all give it top marks, mention the shepherd's pie, which is his signature dish, and say that they don't like Snow Patrol or something, so he knows it's from us. So, if you don't mind, and you have a spare minute, and at this time of year most people do, if you go to tripadvisor.com and type in the following, Alhajarín space E-L space G-R-A-N-D-E space Alhajarín El Grande into the whereabouts, and then in the restaurants bit type in Boma, B-O-M-A. Get on there, give it a fantastic review, say the shepherd's pie is brilliant and Snow Patrol are rubbish, right? And let's just see if it has any effect. I will hear from Dave if he gets a spike in reviews. All of the restaurants in that region are really in competition on TripAdvisor, so we are basically trying to fix the vote, right?
Excellent.
Yeah. And the shepherd's pie is made with lamb shank, I think, rather than lamb mince, and is apparently amazing.
Okay.
I'm not a shepherd's pie fan, but was I in the southern Spain area, I know that number one on my list of local delicacies would be the traditional English shepherd's pie, but made with lamb shank. So Alhajarín El Grande, and the restaurant's called Boma. It's on tripadvisor.com. 5 stars or whatever it is, the top mark is. Say you love the shepherd's pie, but you think Snow Patrol are rubbish, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm pathetic. Stay tuned later on in this show for the real review of Star Wars, by the way, Tony.
Okay, cool.
All right, which I'm sure you'll look forward to immensely.
I am looking forward to that.
As I did yours. Mm-hmm. But right now, time for track two. And the latest release from good friends of ours, the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And his side project, Death Party UK, a band I absolutely love. And do go to their website, Tony. Death Party UK's website is?
Deathpartyuk.net.
Deathpartyuk.com.
Ah.
I'm surprised you didn't go with .com there.
See, I thought he had something different, you see.
Well, he is something different, Tony.
He is.
And that's why you should go to that website and check out the bio, the about the band, and how the music is created, because it's quite brilliant, because it's like, if I'd done it, how I would have done it, right? Because there's one bit that says, one of the rules of Death Party UK is that all songs must use open chords, because I find it very hard to play bar chords when I'm singing. They're brilliant. I absolutely love them. This is like, whatever he wants to call it, I know that it's like swamp rock and roll and dark rock and roll and all that, this and that. But for me, this is just happy goth, right?
Nice.
I love it. It is very, very rock and roll. It's very sort of post-punk fun and games, but obviously it being the Dark Lord with a dark side, Tony. Something that perhaps Star Wars lacks. Anyway, in the meantime, as I say, it's 1-1 at present, and this is Skin Tight.
Walking alone.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And we did hear from Marv this week, didn't we, to say that he had been listening to Funky Radio and it was still brilliant.
He's not wrong.
Excellent. So hello to Marv. And also, that Death Party UK song, Skin Tight, that you just heard, I've got a feeling that might be a free download.
Okay.
I've got a feeling. So if you would like to own that for now, then you definitely can do. Obviously, we encourage you to buy the music of the bands we play to help keep the bands going. That's what we're all about. But when something free comes along, you'd be stupid not to take it.
In it.
Absolutely. So, have you got any Facebook comments towards?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch, especially if you maybe listen to us on our new TBFM slot. Maybe you've not heard the show before. Thanks for tuning in. Do get in touch, let us know that you are listening, and any of your favourite bands from this week that we might play.
And at this point, can I just say also hello to listeners on Radio Andra and Podunk, who we also love.
Exactly.
Yes,
this is true. So there are three new comments this week. First up from Ems.
Oh, hello, Ems.
So, Goopa Goopa. Right, fucktards. Time to give you a bit of evidence to back up my claim that Random Hand called it a day. Here's photo evidence taken from their page. It was announced when they released their last album. At least their music lives on in four great albums. Keep up the good work playing them. Makes me smile every time. Love as always, pisshead. Simple Ems.
Always loving.
Always.
And simple, yes. So what does it say then, that they've split up?
Yes, photos of them saying they've gone on hiatus. Well, you know, that could just mean a break.
Oh, that's not splitting up.
No, that's just going on a little break.
Yeah, that's just a weekend away in rock and roll.
Exactly. So, yeah. I'm sure they're not, but thanks for posting that. It is on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
And also, because they've said they're going on hiatus, they never have to get back together ever, but might do.
Yes.
Which means that she's wrong forever. Because either get back together or they stay on a break.
There you go.
So, Ems, you are simple and defeated.
Jen Glenn Crisen's been in touch.
Which one is it?
Is it Jen or is it Glenn? Well, they've posted a picture saying, is it Jen or is it Glenn? Happy New Year from the garage. And one of them, we're not sure which one, has bought a punky t-shirt.
Way, brilliant. Yeah. Perhaps you could remind people of the punky thingy.
Yeah, you can. Don't forget you can buy our merchandise. cafepress.com/punkyradio. Also, if you go to our website, punkyradio.com, there is a store or shop link. Depending if I had my US or UK head on. Probably says store. Click on that, you can buy t-shirts, cups, a hell of a clock on there. Might even be
there
a punky
is a hell
bear.
Of a clock on there.
You check it out.
Yeah, we never got the yellow friendship bear right, did we?
We never did.
But those t-shirts are great, and we've been around 10 years, and they're still rare.
they are. And they're good quality.
They are good quality, aren't they? They are good t-shirts.
So, and if you want to see one modelled on Is It Jen or Is It Glenn?
Oh,
judging by the man boobs, I'm saying it's Glenn.
Oh, uh-oh.
Then do check it out. Nez Core has been in touch.
Hello, Nez!
Is it another weekly dose of sanity to brighten my return to work? Thanks, boys. You said my twatting of Santa was a bit harsh. Just heard in the news that we borrowed more money over the last month than any other time since 2008. While we all spent, someone got rich over Christmas for sure. Don't worry, lads, we are vindicated. Come the revolution, it will be Santa with his back against the wall, not us.
No.
He don't like Santa, does he?
Eh? No, but it's not that, is it? Santa delivers presents to the girls and boys for no money.
Exactly.
He doesn't. What you buy in the shops has got nothing to do with Santa Claus.
That is true.
Of course it's true.
Santa's socialism in a red Mac.
I say no. Santa is not a capitalist. He wears red. He's a revolutionary.
There you go. Well, that's it for Facebook this week.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Toby.
No, never.
Right, two songs in a row now, and they are quite different. First up, we've got Flies On You, Tony, who are a Leeds post-punk two-piece that we have played before. And they brought out an EP of stuff they couldn't put on the album because it was too weird, right?
Okay.
On their latest album, which isn't as weird as the stuff, obviously, on this EP. The EP, I think, is a free download as well. How about that?
Ooh, lots of freebies.
But there was only one track on it that we could really play, and I'm going to play it now. Listen out for Zoe Zak, a half Transylvanian, half Tasmanian rock act. But in the first instance, here it is, Property Vacant. Oh, Tony, did I ask you the website?
No.
What's the website?
Fliesonyou.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 2. Poorly be the internet one. Damn, shouldn't have asked. This is Property Vacant.
Articulated statements.
Uncle Foamy.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zoe Zack and the track called Humming, which is part of a new release. What's Zoe Zack's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Zoe Zack.
Facebook.com/Zoe Zack76. Zoe Zack, Zoezac, if you're in the United States. Zoezac76.
Nice.
Or something like that. Anyway, Port of the Internet 2, Tony 2. Zoe Zack's a very interesting performer. Check out the Facebook page. She's got up to all sorts down the years.
Okay.
And I believe that's the second track we played. That came by Metal Postcard Records, alternative music from the Pacific Rim, Tony. Now, speaking of rims, and indeed outer rims of galaxies far, far away, Tony.
Yes.
Did you do anything last week?
No, not really. It was New Year. We didn't really celebrate it because Steph wasn't feeling very well, and then we're just back at work now, so it's kind of just been one of those weeks in, it's gone anyway. Didn't do anything. What did you do?
Well, I wish I hadn't been feeling well, Tony, because on New Year's Day I went to see Star Wars The Force Awakens, open brackets, and Paul nods off, close brackets.
It's good, isn't it?
No.
Alright, okay.
I disliked it intensely. That baddie that you said was emo, what's he called?
Kylo Ren.
He's more than emo. He's Donnie Darko Vader. What a wuss. When he has his first chat and gets told to take his helmet off, I actually thought he was going to say, "Rad, I'm very upset about that. I'm going to go and sit in the dark right now and write it down in my diary in Kitten Blood."
He's very much Kitten Blood.
I couldn't believe it. What a useless baddie. I was like, oh God, it was dreadful. And the new Emperor type character thing,
yeah,
that you said was a great big monster thing,
yeah,
he's friendly as hell. He looks like the BFG.
Lovely, isn't he?
He's what?
Lovely.
Yeah, he's godly.
Yeah.
It was like, this. I know he's been bought by Disney, but in Jesus Christ, it was right. So I've written down some other comments about the film as well. If you have seen this film, spoiler alert, I'm going to spoil it, right? First of all, R2 looks massive against that fucking football D2, whatever he's called, right? And you can't have a massive R2-D2. He's always the cute little one. Yeah. And he's like a great big thing. Apparently, now anyone can just pick up a lightsaber and be a Jedi. What happened to the training? What happened to Jedi training? Now they just switch it on and have a go with it, don't they?
It's like, true.
Nah, no need for training anymore. This is the modern world. We don't have any patience for that. The Death Star 3, haven't they learned their lesson by now? That the rebels have taken two down. We'll build another one. Also, how come at the start we're told the Empire was defeated, yet this new bunch have got everything they had right down to the uniforms? That's ridiculous. Also, Tony, and this is a big thing, you do not kill Han Solo under any circumstances without a fucking good replacement, of which there is not one. Stormtroopers have feelings too, apparently, now. This might actually be the only bit of the film I liked. It's a good idea to flesh them out a bit and take the helmet off one of them and have him change sides. But when he gets in with everyone without a hint of suspicion, then he'll say, what if he's a bad guy? Really? Nuts. Also, what happened to the fact that the Millennium Falcon was a great spaceship, but its hyperspace thing, it was really dodgy?
Right, okay.
No reference to it, it just works.
Just works now.
Just works. Also, 30 years after they have destroyed the second Death Star, and despite the fact the First Order have the technology to build a Death Planet now, the Rebels, who, if I remember correctly, won the war in Return of the Jedi, which was also pants, they haven't bothered updating their spaceships at all. They're the same things.
Yes.
Surely after 30 years, you'd have better spaceships. In all the other films, the technology has improved. Why has it stood still in 30 years?
Yeah, there's not a lot of explaining going on, is there?
There's no explaining.
There is a massive gap.
After about 20 minutes, I was actually hoping Jar Jar fucking Binks would show up to give it some substance.
Oh, that's harsh.
I was disgusted. And I saw it in 3D. And I spent extra for 3D glasses. And I sat in those stupid, massive reclining seats that by the end of it had made my legs go to sleep. They're not very comfortable. So they're supposed to be comfortable. And I'm knocking popcorn over.
Oh, you're knocking popcorn over?
Yeah.
Did you bring the leg rest up?
Yeah.
It's great.
But I had my legs hanging over it in the wrong way.
Ah.
I figured that I was going through enough mental discomfort, I might as well go with the physical as well.
Okay.
I thought it was absolutely rubbish, Tony, and anyone who goes to see Star Wars and thinks differently is wrong.
Right.
The proof of this would be that my brother went with my nephew, Matthew. Now, Matthew's 9. Matthew should be prime Star Wars audience. My brother really enjoyed it because he had a nostalgic feel to it, yeah. And Matthew could take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to see it again. I want to see it again without the, oh, this is nostalgic, because it's got problems.
I don't think you should tell. Now that I've said all that to you, Tony, you're going, no, that ain't right. Yep, I agree with Paul. No, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. They were like, the fights were rubbish. The cantina bit was rubbish. The plot was rubbish. And it was all it was loads of bits from the first film, the fourth film, as you say, I know, but done badly. Mm. Everything was useless. There wasn't the big finish that there should have been. It was just fucking Luke Skywalker standing on a cliff. I know how he was feeling. I'd have been standing on the edge of the cliff. I'd have jumped off. I know, that would have been a great end of the film if he'd gone, oh God, I just watched it. Laters. Dived off on me, Han Solo. Useless.
Okay.
Right.
That's that then.
That's what I say to that. If you have any opinions on Star Wars that differ from that, please do email tony@punkyradio.com because I don't want to read them. Right, time for From the Vaults, Tony.
Okay.
And we're once again only going back to 2012 for this, and the band called Hancocks, who they didn't rise from like a phoenix from the ashes from Guana Bats, because Guana Bats are still going, but this was a side project that Pip Hancocks, the lead singer, got going with some of the members of the American version of Guana Bats, because Pip's got American Guana Bats and a British Guana Bats, in which he and Johnny Bowler go between them, and then they have two other blokes, and they just did something a little bit different, which combined more straightforward rock with psychobilly, basically. Mm. And they brought out an album, I think it's called Vegas Lights, and I haven't heard much more about them since, other than this one album, so I don't know whether they're still going. We got sent the album when it came out, and thanks very much to Simon Says, and, which media was it? I can't remember what album it came out on. What label it came out on. But, anyway, thank you to them for sending it. What is Hancock's website?
Hancock's.co.uk?
Hancocks-music or Hancocks-music.com, which makes it poorly, suddenly makes it what? Poorly B and the internet?
3-2.
Yeah. This is Toxic Twins. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hancocks, and I think that's quite a good album if you're looking for a way into psychobilly and you've come from a sort of rock metal background, as it goes.
Okay.
It's a good sort of crossover between the two album there. And I say it came out in 2012, and I don't think they've recorded anything else since, but it's a good standalone album and worth a listen.
Cool.
Right, now, one other thing. I've got a feeling I'm going to be talking about Star Wars for the rest of the show. But this new girl, whatever she's called, Pam Skywalker.
Right.
Well, no, Audrey Skywalker would be better, I think, because she's dull. But she's quite obviously the daughter of Han and Leia, yeah?
Well, is she, or is she daughter of Luke?
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, if she is, she's Audrey Skywalker. If she's not, she's Pam Solo.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, she's boring, isn't she?
I quite liked her.
Did you?
Mm.
Did you like the fact that without any Jedi training at all, she could say these are not the droids you're looking for?
No, I didn't like that. And, no, I get what you're saying about the sky. Everyone's picking up a lightsaber and doing things with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
That was a bit crap.
Absolutely. It's like what's happened to the comedy circuit in the UK, Tony. Suddenly everyone thinks they can have a go and they've ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed the film. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to see it again.
Well, I might have to. Well, I'll have to see it again because I just basically couldn't believe it the first time.
Yeah. Oh well.
I'd like to see it in 2D next time.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't bother with 3D.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get any choice. The 2D had sold out. It's like everyone knew that the 3D one was clearly a different film. That's rubbish.
That must be it. It's got to
well,
be
who
it.
Knows? I'll see it in 2D and I'll update you on. Although I'm loath to give them any more money.
I don't know if it'll get better for you. I was going to see if it got worse for me. I can't see it getting better on a second viewing.
Right, okay.
Because that's not going to change. She's still going to pick up that lightsaber at the end. Han Solo's still going to die. He's still. The other guy's going to be a bit kitten blood.
Yeah.
Those are just
blur. I'm just going to notice more, though, I think.
Yeah.
It's worth me seeing it again, because the first time I watched it, I did just want to enjoy it, sat back and want to enjoy it, and was finding it increasingly difficult to. Next time round, I'm out to kill it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yay. Yes, another week, more gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It is on Holloway Road in London. Do check it out if you are in the area. There's only one thing on this week, though. Maybe it's a post-New Year of a quiet patch. Just one thing, on Saturday night, on the 9th of January, it's Sabotage, who are a Black Sabbath tribute band.
Oh, excellent.
The only thing on, but, hey, better than nothing. Do go back a bit of Black Sabbath, do go and check that out. How much do you think that would be on Saturday night?
£6.
It is.
Oh, got one right for one. Six.
Just six.
It's a long way down from the Beast.
Long way down.
Long way down Devil Gate Drive.
Yep.
Or wherever he lives. Hell Boulevard. Beelzebub Boulevard.
There you go. Yeah. Doesn't know he exists.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, won't even have seen one of his... I'll tell you what. If one of the hounds of hell had a poo outside his house, by the time it had got home, it might have turned to white dog shit.
Ah.
Yeah, which you don't see on the streets anymore, and that is because...
You don't see a lot of it. I don't know.
Well, there's two schools of thought on this, Tony, and why you don't see white dog shit anymore.
Okay.
One is that it's because people don't give their dogs bones anymore, so there's not as much calcium in the poo.
Mm.
The other one is that people pick it up now.
That's a good point.
It's probably just because everyone goes around... Everyone who gets a dog now has to bear in mind they have to get some plastic gloves as well and go around picking up the dog's poo.
Hmm.
It's weird, isn't it?
I could start some kind of blog for my cat litter tray. Just, you know, just to see.
And what sort of blog would it be?
You know. What's in the trade today? That's the name.
Tony, that's just come out of nowhere.
That's off the top of my head.
Well, fair enough. What's in the tray today, Tony? That could be at the top. That would be worth the cheese. Right then.
Yes.
So,
that's it for gigs.
Well, oh, in that case then, that's it for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bars.
What's in the tray today?
Yeah, hey. Next track by a band we've never played before, right? Okay. Called Infectus Muertos, all the way from Porto Alegre in southeastern Brazil, and it might be Porto Alegre, not Porto Alegre. My apologies if I said it wrong, Infectus Muertos. They sent me a translated email explaining about the band, which actually confused me a bit, other than the fact that they properly rock, they're from the favela, and they don't like the police, and they're annoyed that the people within the favela end up respecting the people that look after them, which are the each favela's own gang.
Right.
And the track we're about to play respects that. It is in Portuguese, but we do have the English translation of the title, and you can make it out, and it rocks, Tone. It rocks.
Excellent.
In Portuguese, es rocos.
Right, you're nice.
Es rocos, Tony.
Excellent.
But what is Infectus Muertos Facebook page?
Facebook.com/InfectusMuertos.
No, Facebook.com/Infectus-Muertos-82452828429111666. And that is because, Tony?
Yes, a default URL.
They haven't set a default URL. Might need to get someone to translate that for you, Infectus Muertos, but you can simplify your Facebook page very easily. Am I right, Tony?
You are right.
It's Paulie B in the internet for Tony 2, and this is Respecting Soldiers.
Infectos muertos, no vision fallas, no temen bandidos, son estos de Marta. We'll be right back.
Respetando soldados, respetando soldados. Cumpliendo la vida, respetando la ley. Para ellos de leyes, para ellos no hay. Topados con chiles, con puertos guardados. Si que protección, para los patrón. Respetando soldados, respetando soldados, respetando soldados, respetando soldados, respetando soldados.
Crotch Goblin.
Ring, your eyes bleed, you're fucking slave to the crazy sound of we're loud, yeah, we're loud, we're loud, yeah, we're loud. Now your hair's all burning fried, you bash off shit, baby, way out of tune. Your ears ring, your eyes bleed, and your mind is totally screwed.
To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Magister Ludi and the title track from the compilation album We're Loud, the 90s cassette obscure punk rock package that came through from Sovereignty Records last September, and the song obviously called We're Loud. Right, now, I can't get a website for Magister Ludi. I did find a Facebook page for another Magister Ludi one-man band, which is Weird as Toast.
Mm.
But James Paul Lamb, who was the man responsible for all the bands and recording all the bands that are on that brilliant compilation, has got a Bandcamp page, which is
jpl.bandcamp.com.
No, it's jamespaullamb.bandcamp.com. Mm. James as in gem, as in I like you. J-A-I-M-E, Paul, lamb.bandcamp.com. Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 2. And a great track, We're Loud. I decided that I wanted to play another track from that album, and I picked one we haven't played before, so it wasn't from the vault.
Okay.
Sound all right?
It's fine.
Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
No, back to work as of yesterday, so it's just that kind of getting ready for the year.
Right.
Yeah, lots of planning, working, and trying to figure out, yeah, what's happening this year. Something like that. What are you up to?
Yeah, you also have to figure out how to record this show, don't you?
A little bit. We've got a few issues. Yeah. You know, that's fine.
It's getting there. I still haven't turned on my new laptop, by the way.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm hoping to set that up tomorrow. I'm still operating with the old laptop, which is something doing really, really well. It's becoming like the Millennium Falcon, Tony. Only the one I remember from the good films.
Right.
Yeah. Indeed. This week, I'm doing my shows in Hitchin and Oslo, the rather bizarre double up that I do as a stand-up comic once a month, when I run a show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin on the Friday, and then on the Saturday morning, fly to Norway and do the same show there. We've already got a load of people signed up for the Oslo show, looking forward to that being busy. Hitchin's normally busy in January as well. The shows feature Mark Mayer and Ben Vanderveld. Ben Vanderveld has been to Oslo with me before, and Mark Mayer's done my show in Hitchin before, so between them they have experience, Tony. It's going to be a great show. Find out more about the Hitchin show at lastminutecomedy.com. Find out more about the Oslo show at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Both shows are going to be great. Both shows, doors open 7:30, shows start 8:30. The Hitchin one I will not be drinking, at the Oslo one I will be.
Right.
Because the Hitchin one, after that, I have to drive to the airport. So okay. I have to take it easy in Hitchin these days, which I don't enjoy at all.
Okay.
I like not taking it easy in Hitchin. But anyway, that's what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
Basically. Good. So if you're in the Hitchin or Oslo area and you feel like popping in, please do. I'm going to play another song, Tone.
Okay.
Got a good reason to play this song. A band called Cult 45, who are from Carlisle, Tony.
All right.
Carlisle, which has recently been underwater as a result of rather harsh flooding in the northwest, and they recorded a charity single to benefit people who have suffered from the flooding. And so not only are we playing it, but we are encouraging you to buy it, almost whether you like it or not.
Right, good idea. Yes.
Helping out. I do realise that every time we have something bad in England, it's a direct result of something worse in America because of the weather conditions. And while we were saying, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, we're flooded in the northwest, you start hearing in the States that, yeah, really? You can sail across Nebraska. Right, but they do. They had some pretty bad stuff as well. But I say pretty bad, that's an understatement. They had some very bad stuff there as well. But we did have some appalling flooding here. And Cult 45 are trying to do something about it. So we're trying to support them. Seem fair enough?
That's fair enough, yeah.
So I'm giving you the chance to get their Twitter page, Tony, the Twitter handle, because they seem to be tweeting quite a lot about it. So that seems to be the best place to go. What is Cult 45's Twitter?
At Cult 45 Band?
No, it's twitter.com/ We Are Cult 45, and it's We Are Cult, the letters and the numeric 45. 45, Paulie Bean Internet 6, Tony 2, turn into a thrashing, my friend.
Oh, fair enough.
Turn into a thrashing. Anyway, this is the charity single that I suggest strongly that you all buy to help out people in the Cumbria area. And this is I Remember When the Rain Came Down.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I Remember When the Rain Came Down. Please do buy that single if you get the chance. It will, I believe all the money will be going to charities that are trying to help out with the response to the terrible flooding that afflicted Cumbria over the festive period. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do, kind of, yes I do.
Oh, that'll do for me, mate. If it's the first one of the year, go for it.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint. He's the king of the twats, isn't he?
He really is the king of the twats. He did tweet over Christmas Eve. He's got something for us. He does meet a lot of twats.
He does.
He's sent through, well, here we go. He says, hi, Tony. I promised a twat to kick off the new year. However, how about a top 10 of twats from 2015? Some of these might be a bit heavy, but should give Paul an opportunity to do his Top of the Pops rundown time again.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got a top 10.
All right, then.
You want to give
it a go?
Ba-dam,
ba-dam, bam, chicka-bop, chicka-bop, ba-down, da-down, down, at 10.
Simon Danzuk MP is the newest twat and in the middle of a scandal involving sending sexually explicit texts to a 17-year-old. His website says, I have used my role in Parliament to bring this issue to the forefront of public debate. No shit, Sherlock, but maybe not in the way he meant.
Yes, he has also apologised this afternoon for it, but said it wasn't that bad, really. At 9.
Jeremy Clarkson managed to get himself fired from BBC for punching a producer in Top Gear. Once a twat, always a twat. And where is he now? He's at Amazon, earning lots of money, I think.
Tony, I have said before, if you'd ever met a BBC producer, you'd have punched him as well. I'm not having that. At 8.
Tyson Fury only goes and wins the world title, and then within a week is stripped of one title and manages to open his mouth with some homophobic and sexist comments. Still, the public doesn't seem to mind and votes him fourth in Sports Personality of the Year award. Was he ready for a vote rigging scandal to come out in the future, I reckon?
Well, you can tell him. At 7.
Nick Clegg, remember him? Single-handedly brought down the Liberal Democrats to become a non-existent party as of May 2015.
Yes, massive twat.
Yeah, definitely a twat, definitely.
At 6.
Andreas Lubitz, in a year of pretty horrible events, this guy decided to take his life and the lives of 140 others in a despicable act. Twat is probably not a strong enough word for this individual.
Hang on, was he the one who flew the plane into the mountain?
Ah, oh, that's who it is, isn't it? Yes, you're right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit twattish. I've lost count. Where are we?
5.
At 5.
Charlie Sheen finally comes out and admits he's HIV positive. It turns out he has been paying people to keep quiet for years on the matter. I think his role in Wall Street all those years ago set the tune for this twat's life. I quite like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but it's just whether he gave it to anyone else, isn't it?
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know that yet.
No.
Oh, it's a twat anyway. At 4.
Jose Mourinho has a fantastic first year and then, as usual, implodes in his second year at Chelsea. Either he really likes to move on, taking big payments with him in a cynical career move, or he's just a twat.
Yeah, I quite like him.
Yeah. Can't fault him for having all the millions.
Yeah, so what? We're going to twat him for this. I quite like the fact that he managed to turn Chelsea from champions into losers in weeks.
Yeah.
That's quite an achievement that makes everyone else happy.
He's let off.
At 3.
Vladimir Putin. I spent the first part of 2015 annexing Crimea and squaring up to the West, and the latter part bombing the hell out of ISIS. Twat or hero, you decide. I'm not twatting to his face.
No, I think we should get Tyson Fury to tell him. At 2.
Donald Trump. No contest has been an absolute...
You don't say anymore.
Absolute twat for all his comments over the past few months.
And for that amazing rug.
It's something to behold.
It really is. Yes. Twatos Supremos. At 1.
Terrorism. 2015 was a pretty awful year for atrocities around the world. Obviously, the one with the most impact was on in Paris. No doubt these types of attacks will continue, but Punky should officially twat all terrorists and the misery they bring to the world. I wish I could twat all terrorists.
Well, I just think that if they'd waited a few weeks, they could have taken out you too. They got it the wrong way around, didn't they? They should have waited for you too. That could have been... I'm not saying that you can justify terrorism.
No.
But if it takes out you too, you kind of forgive them, can't you? You know. Anyway, what a fantastic top 10. It doesn't normally take that long to get through the twats, but I think we can say it was worth it.
There you go. Yeah.
And thank you very much, Sussex Saint. Most of them we do agree with you on.
There you go. You've got a good average there.
He has got a very, very good average there. One or two we fundamentally didn't agree with, but in the main, and one or two yet to be seen whether they are twats or not.
Yeah, we'll see.
But certainly, but the only other thing I'd say is I'm not sure I could put terrorism above Donald Trump.
More joint first, maybe.
Do you know what? It would be more of a... It was like the battle for the Christmas number one, isn't it? Donald Trump versus terrorism. Who goes? You decide.
You decide.
Right. Last track this week, Tony.
Yep.
Wet Ones also came through from Slovenly this week. More hardcore garage punk rock of the finest variety. All the way from... Now, I didn't know what KCMO was at first, but it is, of course, Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
All the way from Kansas City, Missouri. Wet Ones. And a great band. Great album they've got out as well. And do make sure you check it out. A good way to do that is go via their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/wet ones.
facebook.com/wet-ones-605089426231693. And why is that, Tony?
I said default, you're right.
Maybe they're twinned with Infectus Muertos.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, Tony.
What's that?
Get off. Size of it for the first show of 2016, or as I will be calling it from now on, Tony, 224 times 9.
Not very nice.
Thank you very much for listening this week. Thanks very much to everyone who listens online. Tony, can you remind us what the stations are that carry this show?
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, andra.se. And we're on TBFM Online, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
Don't forget, this week I'm hoping to see one or two of you in either Hitchin or Oslo. Also, if you do get a minute, go to tripadvisor.com, type in Ahorin El Grande, A-L-H-A-U-R-I-N El Grande, and then type in Boma for the restaurant. Give it top marks, mention the shepherd's pie, and say you don't like Snow Patrol. And let's try and get my mate Dave's restaurant above 7th in local TripAdvisor charts.
Excellent.
That's it. I hope you have a good week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo, gapoo.
But you can't.